Space cadets, set your auto guidance to warp 3 and your phasers to stun, cause it's time for Azor Starbolt, Space Android.
We interrupt this intro to Azor Starbolt episode number 6 to bring you a public service message. As the regular followers of this series will remember, our last episode ended with all the cast members being sent into Ambrose LaFay's flashback. Well, as it turned out, this possibility was beyond the capabilities of our technician.
Sorry about that.
And therefore, we instead will go to What's Flashback. In What's Flashback, we find ourselves in the Grain Ram star system, home of the laughs, surrounded by his many relatives who are piled 4 deep across the entire surface of the planet.
Hey, looky here, I'm home. Mom, Dad!
It's, come here, quick. It is your son come back.
What the what's all the laugh about, Who's? Oh my, son! Come on, kids, say hello to your brother. But who are all these bloody giants, for Snicker's sake? It's my friends, it's and Who's. Azor Starbolt, Alpha the Nebulous, Sundome Announcer, a cast of thousands, and hey, where's Ambrose?
It looks like he's been written out.
That incompetent toad, I knew he'd get rid of him. Yay!
And now that we're here, who's this?
No, I'm Who's.
These are my brothers. Where, why, when, baby who, and how.
Why the laugh?
Yes?
What?
Yes?
Who are all these people?
You talking to me or what?
Who's what?
Who's talking about me?
I am not!
Hold it! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely amazing. But here we are in What the Laughs flashback, with thousands of little laughs scampering underfoot. Our own superhero android looking a little perplexed at his situation. And Ambrose LaFay written right out of the picture. How this will all end can... But wait! Yes, it looks like the flashback is beginning to fade. And yes, everything's going hazy. The organ's coming up and... Yes! Here we are! Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen! Where are we? I mean, where is everybody?
Master! Too much power, Master! Hey, Master! Who this?
Oh, mine! Who do you think you are? And what are you doing in my fortified fortress fort? 44,000 light years beyond this reality belt.
Gee, ever strange. I just came out of a flashback and found myself here in... Hey, wait! Aren't you Dr. Tobias D. Nijinsky? And there on the table, why that's...
Right again, Worcester. Through an incredible fluke in the technician's mind, you found yourself only partially brought back to the present. Now let's see what you do. Here's a molecularizer.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks.
What? What's that, Master?
Shut up, hemorrhoid.
All right, Nijinsky. I have this blaster pointed directly at your head.
You think I'm blind? I know that.
Well, they didn't.
Who's they? You mean... Oh. But then why didn't the announcer say it?
Worcester aims his molecularizer at Dr. Nijinsky's head.
All right, Nijinsky. It seems that I have returned to a moment in time only split seconds before Azor was totally reprogrammed. I want you to immediately reverse the procedure. Right now.
But this is my greatest moment, my triumph.
Gee, I missed.
Will 4 o'clock be too late?
Later.
There. I'm finished this foul work. I'm ruined. Absolutely ruined.
And that's not half of it, Nijinsky.
Azort, you're ours again.
Right. And none too soon, neither. This little galaxy is in real need of cleaning up. But we need your help. Yes, with the sky full of cottage cheese. You hadn't forgotten, had you? A raving madman and an army of mutants on the loose. Every little contribution helps. Send your donations of reusable linen to Starbolt, care of this station. Just remember, I've been in the superhero business pretty long, and you can count on me. That's Azort Starbolt, an android you can trust.
Good stuff, what, eh?
I'm Belfont the Nebulous, and here in the ectoplasmic meteor fields, I like to spend a relaxing afternoon with my pet slime gopher Piles, and my evil, ever-trustworthy good feet, friend and companion, Transfor Gro, watching the latest episode of Azort Starbolt, Spaced Android. But you can take these fantasies only so seriously. I don't mind being portrayed as an evil and insidious character, just as long as everyone knows the real truth. In actual fact, I am a lovable, heartwarming homebody type. Just listen to what some people who know me have to say.
Oh, all right, bum, talk.
Oh, really, Belfont's a great guy, really just great. Oh, no more.
I love Belfont.
Yeah, Belfont and me have always been great buddies, that's it. Do I get paid now?
You see? These people are in the know. How about you? Think of all the great things I can do for your community. A mutant police force free of charge. An easy runoff for all that useless wealth you have lying around the house. And of course, a universal health food supply source at the center of every solar system. You owe it to yourself, your friends, your family, and to me. Remember the name, Belfont the Nebulous, the one with the horns.
Now you've seen the candidates, and it's just about time for that 400-foot spectral scanning holograph scoreboard. I'll start counting the votes as Ulysses is at home. Pick the hero. Remember, on your living room tri-vi link-up, the black button puts in a vote for Belfont, and the white, a vote for Azort. And now down on the convention floor, the red flag is being raised. And when it drops, punch in your vote. You have 10 seconds to do so, and only one vote per family. Get ready, go! And the numbers are starting to flash as our massive multi-unit electronic brain tallies the scores. And it looks at first, yes, Azort, but only by a fraction. And now Belfont. But the numbers are skyrocketing as Azort once again surges ahead. But wait a minute. It's Belfont, 2 seconds ago, and it's Belfont the Nebulous by popular demand, the new hero of the series. And it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And there will be a big
I've won. Hooray for me. I've won. Hooray. I've won!
Hey, Belfont, huh? Wake up! Huh? You soothing sandsucker! You've been having nightmares again!
You stupid, mindless frumper! This is no nightmare! But I'm not licked yet! Azort Starbolt will never stop me!
Don't be so sure about that, Belfont!
Starbolt, you found me! But my game's not up yet!
I'll look again, you horned halfwit. Preferably out that viewport.
What? But the sun! It's back to normal! How on earth
with
did
a little help from my friend Dr. Nijinsky here.
You traitorous pig!
But he's going to retain me as his personal physician.
Not to mention the Federation of Mutants. Who gladly volunteered to use Nijinsky's desalinator on the stars if they got one good meal.
Oh, but they didn't say they were hungry to me.
So you've been dehorned, Belfont, and you'd better give me some...
Azort, you don't mind if I make one phone call before we go?
No, go ahead, by all means. After all, we are working here under the principles of fundamental human... Hey, Hey!
Wait!
What are they doing? That's no telephone booth. That's a transporter.
You win this time, Azor, but we'll meet again.
Belfod and Transfor have made good their escape, but they left the universe a fit place for man or beast. Can we say the same about Bangor Kane, or Trustin Hewitt, or Lapindo Moore? Whatever the case, this is the end of chapter one of the series. Will there be another chapter? Will we have the audacity to make another one? Try tuning in next week to find out if there will be any more...
Azor Starbolt, Space Android.
In this episode, your speaker was left speechless by the speech patterns of Al Thaw, John Coneskin, Zeke Gross, Peter Fisher, the lovely Kathy, Randy Williams, and myself, fill in the blank. Azor Starbolt was produced in the studios of CKCU Radio Carlton by Jeff Green, who isn't really sure what an android is.